Actor Tom Payne is best known for his role as Jesus on the series The Walking Dead. Now he's the star of the new movie Imaginary. Hey there, Tom. How are you?
Hey, Sean. I'm good, thanks.
Thanks for being here. This is set to be a huge weekend at the movies. Tom Payne is one of the stars of the new horror film Imaginary. And Tom, first of all, tell us the premise of Imaginary.
So in Imaginary, I play a character called Max, who has two daughters from a previous relationship, a tweenager and a teenager. And I remarry to DeWanda Wise's character named Jessica, and we move into her childhood home in New Orleans. And in that home, my youngest daughter, Alice, finds an imaginary friend in the form of a teddy bear named Chauncey. And from that moment, the movie takes a bit of a turn.
Indeed it does. And you've, in terms of playing Alice, Piper Braun, what a wonderful young actress.
She's absolutely fantastic. I mean, a real find. Her and Tegan Burns, who plays the other daughter, they're just amazing. And actually amazing to watch on set, to watch work. And I think actors, older actors, adult actors, learn a lot from children because their imagination is very strong and they can kind of flip in and out of character with a lot of ease. And a lot of acting is about being relaxed. And it's just wonderful to see them work. And then, of course, yes, the movie is about the power of imagination and how scary that can be and how strong that can be. And, yeah, it takes us in some scary directions in the movie.
It's also it's about how the past can have a pull on you as well. And if you want to get to kind of an esoteric level, with DeWanda Wise's character, especially Jessica, it's about how she's sort of pulled by her past.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's about the imagination that we have as children and whether it's still there or we lose it, and if we can attain it again.
For you, getting into this character to become Max, did it help you to have two young actors there and to be a fatherly presence to them?
Yeah, I mean, this is the first time I've played a father, actually, on TV and film, and they gave me a teenager and a tweenager straight off the bat, and so that really helped me to get into a different frame of mind for the character and stuff, because I've not done it before. And so it was lovely to be able to have that kind of relationship on film. And as I said, those two actors are so capable and made it so real for themselves and for me that it was easy.
Talk about getting to know DeWanda Wise and building that relationship.
DeWanda's great. I mean, one of the first things to figure out is whether you're going to have an easy time or a hard time with your lead actor. And DeWanda is just wonderful to work with and very understanding of what her role is on a film like that. And as number one in the cast, it's not just about your performance and being selfish. It's really about being a leader for the whole cast and crew. And she's executive producing on the movie as well. And she's very aware of her position and very good in it. So that was really, I mean, people have told me like, oh, you and DeWanda seem to have really good chemistry. I'm like, honestly, I think a lot of it is just me looking at her and going, God, I'm so happy you're the lead of this movie. Because it really, the movie hangs on that, you know, and the energy coming off the lead actor permeates. And, you know, at the end of the day, people are away from their families. Everyone wants to have a good time. Because it's hard enough. And so when you have someone like DeWanda leading the movie, you can breathe a sigh of relief.
It also has to help to have a veteran, a legend like Betty Buckley in the cast.
Oh, my God, yeah. Betty is just amazing. And what was so bizarre for me is that she was really excited to meet me because she was a Walking Dead fan.
Oh, nice.
And so she oh, my God, it was so bizarre. Like, she was like, she's got such a great energy about her, Betty, like, she's really a wonderfully creative and young at heart person. And she just has great energy. And so she came up to me, she's like, oh, Tom, love Walking Dead and Jesus. And so that was kind of surreal. And she kept calling me Jesus. Even at the premiere last week, she called me Jesus. She's like, hi, Jesus. I was like, oh, this is so fun. And yeah, I mean, just wonderful. It's a real great reminder when you're on a set like that with someone like Betty, and then someone like Piper, who plays Alice. You're all doing the same job, and it's just wonderful to watch and to exist in that space on set of, like, we're all playing make-believe, you know? It's really fun.
And, of course, director Jeff Wadlow, he's been in this universe for years, this horror universe. He knows how to make a movie like this and this kind of suspense. Talk about working with him.
Oh, it was great. So Jeff also helped to write the script as well. So he knew the film inside out, which is really obviously very useful. But he's also very collaborative. So it's best idea wins, you know. So it would always be like, hey, what do you think? This moment might not be quite working. What do you think we can do to make it better? What do you think? And you were always welcome to be on set, even when you weren't in a scene and stuff. And it was just a very welcoming and collaborative set with Jeff.
Does having a past on something like as successful and kind of scary as The Walking Dead help you get into a mindset for what is essentially a supernatural horror film?
Yeah, I mean, you're kind of used to working in a realm of unreality, I guess. It is that anyway. But yeah, when you're working with creatures and zombies or whatever, I've been very fortunate on that set and on Imaginary that we had a lot of practical effects. So everything that you're reacting to is right there in front of you. I haven't done a huge amount of CGI or like completely make-believe monsters, which I'm very grateful for, because I feel like that requires a lot more of you and kind of pulls you out of the moment. Whereas on Imaginary, the teddy bear was there, and mm-hmm. we had puppeteers for the teddy bear.
Wow.
And then there are other monsters in the movie, and they were all practical, which is just a real gift. And I think really helps the actors, but also it's much better for the audience as well.
And we got to let you go soon, but I imagine it has to be quite different to be on a set like this or The Walking Dead than to be walking the royal stages in England.
Yeah, well, I mean, theater is very different to TV and film anyway. And I need to get back to it at some point, but it's tough. Now I have a family and theater doesn't pay that much.
Well, Tom, I think this movie is going to be huge this weekend. It's called Imaginary. It's set to be a huge hit this weekend. And Tom, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.